From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Iran is in the middle of a presidential campaign, one that's delivering almost as many surprises as last year's election here in the U.S. Until this week, it looked as though Iran's election, set for June, would turn into a referendum on the presidency of Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. The candidates would present a clear choice between conservatism and reform. But yesterday, the leading liberal, former President Mohammad Khatami, dropped a political bombshell by taking himself out of the race. NPR's Mike Schuster reports.
Mohammad Khatami tried to avoid this very scenario. When Khatami, Iran's best-known reformer and president from 1997 to 2005, considered getting into the race early this year, he tried to make sure other reformists would stay out and maximize the chances that he could beat the extreme conservative incumbent, President Ahmadinejad. Back in February, Mir Hossein Mousavi, a former prime minister, said he would not run, opening the way for Khatami's decision to enter the race. Last week, Mousavi changed his mind and declared his candidacy, taking Khatami, according to those who know him, completely by surprise. That was the main factor in his decision to withdraw, says Karim Sajadpour, an expert on Iran with the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. Sajadpour spoke from the Persian Gulf city of Dubai.
On one hand, it's true that the reformists don't want to fracture their votes among too many different people. On the other hand, what's eminently clear is that among the various reformist candidates, Khatami was the most popular.
In a letter announcing his withdrawal, Khatami argued that the reform movement needs to unite behind a single candidate, and that he thought Mousavi could accomplish that as well as draw conservative votes away from Ahmadinejad. That's a political logic many analysts in Iran find credible. But, says Sajadpour, there are likely to be other motives as well.
This is really Islamist theater. We don't know oftentimes what's taking place behind the scenes. It could well be that Khatami was forced to step down, intimidated. There have been in the past veiled threats even against his life.
The extreme conservative wing in Iran, which supports Ahmadinejad's re-election, reacted fiercely to Khatami's candidacy. The daily newspaper, Kayhan, which is close to Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, was quite vicious in its commentary, says Abbas Malani, who directs the Iranian studies program at Stanford University.
In one editorial, they basically suggested that what happened to Benazir Bhutto will happen to Khatami in Iran. In other words, they were literally instigating a kind of a political terror against Khatami.
Benazir Bhutto was assassinated in 2007 in Pakistan after she returned from exile to run for prime minister. With Khatami's withdrawal, 67-year-old Mousavi is likely to become the strongest candidate supported by the reformist movement, but he does not have a reputation for being a reformer. He was Iran's prime minister during the war with Iraq in the 1980s and was seen as a good manager of the war economy. But he was closely identified with the values of the Islamic Revolution. The position of prime minister was later eliminated in favor of a strong president, and Mousavi has been out of the public eye for the past 20 years. Abbas Malani is uncertain whether Mousavi can be a unifier of the fractured and disillusioned reform movement in the same way that Khatami might have been.
Clearly, he has less credentials as a reformer. If he goes back to his old ways, he will be even more of a anti-market, state-centered policy than even Ahmadinejad.
So the political logic that led former President Khatami to bow out may not prevail, says Karim Sajadpour.
I think that if you're a democratic activist in Iran, Mir Hossein Mousavi doesn't have a real appeal for you.
Still, it's nearly 3 months until Iran's presidential election. Both Khatami and Ahmadinejad came out of nowhere to win their elections. There could be many more surprises before Iranians go to the polls on June 12th. Mike Schuster, NPR News.